You're listening to Sports Overnight America. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, whatever it is for you people. Yes, I'm Andy Dorf, and it is the weekend recap right here on Sports Overnight America. Get at me, man. So much to talk about. 1-800-878-7529. Are you a fan of the Olympics? Are you watching it? I'm not watching it very closely, I'll be honest. However, some things do catch my eye with it, but would love to hear what you think about the Olympics, because obviously they are going on, and I'm just curious what the level of interest is in the Olympics right now. 1-800-878-7529. Obviously, the trade deadline in the NBA came and went, and I'll tell you what, made a big difference for the Cleveland Cavaliers, at least the first game out of the works. I mean, holy cow. They really took it to the Boston Celtics, man. 121-99 on the road, right after that big trade. So, you know what? Maybe people were thinking crazily about the Cleveland Cavaliers and saying, it seems like too much trouble, too much problems. Well, I'll tell you what. LeBron James has a whole new team to work with. And it seems to me like they'll be able to get things and put it together and make a very good run in the Eastern Conference. As we all know, a little bit weak in the Eastern Conference. I got about 10 things that I want to talk about in the NFL as the offseason things that I think are going to be very big storylines throughout the offseason. Obviously, Major League Baseball right around the corner, man. Pitchers and catchers getting ready to report. NCAA men's basketball. March Madness is coming up, people. So a lot to talk about, a lot to get into here on the program. Again, man, I'm Andy Dorf, and believe me, I want to talk to you about whatever's on your mind. 1-800-878-7529. But believe me, there's so much in the sports world to talk about. What do you think about those NBA trades? What do you think about the Olympics? What are you looking for in the offseason of the NFL? So much to get into. Again, I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend recap right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody. Keep it close.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf. If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
How would you like a chance to win a Barry Sanders autographed football? It's easy. All you have to do is go to sportsbyline.com. There are several ways to register for your chance to win. Sanders is one of football's all-time greats, a Heisman Trophy winner, and a first ballot Hall of Famer. So go to sportsbyline.com now to enter.
Now, back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back in, everybody. Get at me. Let's talk about what's going on in the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website as well, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Man, oh, man, so much to get into, people, here on the weekend recap on Sports Overnight America. And I'm just going to kind of set the table with at least a few things that I think are very interesting in the offseason with the NFL. We'll start there. Obviously, Indianapolis hires Frank Reich. And I'll tell you what, I think that was a great move. Because you got to have a guy that wants to be there. So Frank Reich is now the Indianapolis head coach. And the Josh McDaniels deal was, wow, just a total mess. Total mess when you think about it. Get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. I'm going to throw out my list of few things. At least I got about 10 things, at least on my mind right now, about what I think is interesting in the NFL offseason. And then, yes, I'll get to Mitch in Santa Monica. Love that guy. He's a great caller. But Frank Reich going to the Indianapolis Colts. I think that that's an interesting move. We'll see how that affects them. And obviously we'll see how it affects Josh McDaniel moving forward. And I think that there's a writing on the wall there that maybe the job in New England should be his. And ultimately, that's why he did what he did to the Indianapolis Colts. The Kirk Cousins ripple effect. I mean, I'm interested to see what happens with that. As we know, Alex Smith will be the replacement there. But that can't be official till March 14th or something along those lines. So he's going to be there, and this guy Jimmy Garoppolo also signed a huge deal with the San Francisco 49ers. So how does that impact them? I think he got like $74 million guaranteed. Nice to to ink that huge contract, $137 million and a half. And I'll tell you what, he looked pretty good. So ultimately, that's some good news. That's good stuff. But yes, he does have a lot to live up to when you're getting paid like that. And here's something that's going to be very interesting. I'm really intrigued about this. I'd love to hear your thoughts about it too. 1-800-878-7529. What is the catch? What is the rule? What is it going to be? Because nobody really knows. But that over the offseason has to get figured out. Because it was different from game to game, man. It was different from like series to series when you really think about it. So the catch in the NFL is a complete mystery. Who's going to be the QB for the Minnesota Vikings? I think that's an interesting question. Who's going to be the highest drafted quarterback? The Sam Darnold kid? Maybe. Maybe. Josh Rosen? Baker Mayfield? Josh Allen, where do these guys go? What order do these guys go? Obviously, we'll find that out in April. Where are the Patriots? Like, what happens? Where do they go from here? Does Bill Belichick and Tom Brady start contemplating their next chapter in their life? I'm interested to see how this John Gruden guy does. Does he reshape the Oakland Raiders? Does he bring them back to being a playoff-worthy team? Or was that just a fluke that we saw in 2018, or 16, I should say? We're in 2018 now. But can John Gruden get them back to being a playoff team? Or was that a fluke? Raider Nation, I'd love to hear from you. Believe me. I know you're listening to me on SB Nation Radio. I know you are. You're out there. And I know you're hyped up about the silver and black, big time. So can John Gruden get that job back to being, you know, somebody like, whoa, the Oakland Raiders are coming to town? 1-800-878-7529. And I'm interested to see how Patrick Mahomes does when he takes over. Obviously, Alex Smith no longer part of the Kansas City Chiefs. And Patrick Mahomes has that big-time arm. At least people think so. And we'll see if he can live up to the hype. They have that pretty good running back, Kareem Hunt. They got a good wide receiver core. They got a really good tight end. So he has a ton of pieces. I mean, think about it. So it could be interesting. I'm wondering what the NFC North looks like. Rodgers is back. Matty Stafford is a good, solid quarterback. Trubisky. So many things interesting in the offseason. Like, seriously, man, a lot of things on my mind. Who takes Saquon Barkley? If you're the Cleveland Browns, do you take him at number one? Or do you take a quarterback? I mean, they seem to mess up on quarterbacks, man. But think about some of the guys that have gone lately. Leonard Fournette. Alvin Kamara. I'm sorry. Ezekiel Elliott. Kareem Hunt. So I think the Giants and Colts would love to have a running back too. So if they don't go number one, does he go two or three? A lot to get into, man. I got so much stuff on my mind, seriously. But I want to jump out to the phones. I don't want to deny Mitch any longer out in Santa Monica. 1-800-878-7529. Mitch in Santa Monica. Andy Dorf, it is the Weekend Recap right here on Sports Overnight America, man. What's up?
I feel like I need the intro music again because I think you totally blew your intro tonight. I mean, can you cue the intro music and I can just kind of do the Dorf on Sports rap? I mean, you know, and here it is. Andy Dorf. Welcome, sports fan, to Late Night Edition. I mean, can you believe it? Jamie Anders goes double, back-to-back gold medals in snowboarding. The first women Olympic gold medalist to do so in women's snowboarding. And can you believe it? I mean, Mariah Nagasu, she comes up in the 2010. She's tenths of a point away from medaling, gets blown off the team in 2014, and comes back in 2018 and is the first woman Olympic athlete to land a triple axel. Andy, where the hell have you been to this weekend? You're talking about the future. Aren't you watching the Olympics? Come on now, man. This is what it's all about. I mean, this is ridiculous. And you know what? You want me to start on curling? I'll get you going on curling. But seriously, there have been some major events that are happening, and you did not once bring them up. All you're talking about, what, like Ezekiel Elliott? Please, come on now. Why do you even bring that in crap in? And it's almost worse as the shirt as you've been wearing this evening that says, like, go Irish. Come on now, buddy. You got to get me better than that.
Hey, Mitch. Tell me what the triple axel is. Tell me what that triple axel is. Do you know?
Well, yeah, they skate backwards, and then they jump, and they go three times around, and then they land it. But actually, and then they do it a couple of times more. But you know what? Andy, here we go. Ready for listeners? Listeners, what is clap technology? Andy Dorf, you're on the spot. What is clap technology? Give it to me.
The old clap technology?
Yeah, give me when clap technology.
When you can make clapping noise without having to clap, man.
Ah, see? There you go. There you go, folks. Clap technology was done three Olympics ago when the speed skaters were able to release the back of the skate from the boot, which allowed them an extra 3 inches or another second of speed as they're going around the track. That's the difference between the speed skating boot, the figure skating boot, and the ice hockey boot. The speed skating boot actually releases in the back. That's called clap technology. I mean, come on. I will give you this information, Andy. I mean, please.
All right.
I should be thinking over this.
Do me a favor. Do me a favor. Hang through the break, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about the Olympics, because the downhill's pretty cool. Obviously, some of that snowboarding stuff is pretty amazing. The figure skating, I'll tell you what, man, it is pretty beautiful watching people out there. So anyways, hang tight. Get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. This Mitch guy in Santa Monica, he's true comedy, people. So get on board with us. It is the Weekend Recap right here on Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf. I'll be right back.
This is Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. What do you think of the Olympics? Are you into them? Do you like the luge? Do you like the speed skating? Do you like figure skating? Are you a fan? Let me know. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter as well. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. I'll continue talking to Mitch in Santa Monica real quickly and about the Olympics a little bit. And Mitch, give me a couple more takes on this stuff, and we'll go from there. We'll see if we end the conversation or if we move on to something else. But right now, hey, right now, the United States, by the way, has 4 total medals. Norway leading the pack. They have 8. Canada has 6 in second. Netherlands, 5. Germany and the U.S. both at 4. But as far as the actual, you know, golds and whatnot, that count, the USA has 2. Germany has 3, so it gives them a slight nod on the actual medal count itself as far as positioning. But anyways, Mitch, let's get back into it, bro. So what really gets you going with the Winter Olympics, man?
Well, what really gets me going is the alpine events. And the thing with it that really no one's really talking about, it's probably because why this Olympics is not really in the forefront of everyone is that the men's Olympic downhill is usually the marquee event. That sets the tone. Much like the marathon ends the Summer Olympics, the men's downhill. But the thing is that it's postponed and because of high winds. And we saw it in the women's freestyle snowboard where they had to shorten their event to 2 runs as opposed to 3 runs. Right now, they've got weather problems, and it's nothing that NBC is really talking about too much because it doesn't want to screw their broadcast. I mean, the thing is that the weather right now is wreaking havoc. I don't know if you've watched any of this stuff. And by the way, the time difference is like, you know, remember, whatever happens there is tomorrow. And when we see it, it's today or yesterday. I can't figure it out. I mean, my daughter lived in New Zealand, and we used to talk about this last semester, and we all tried to figure that out. But it's like, you know, their prime time is I'm in the West Coast. It's my 3 a.m., and I thought they were, like, promoting this stuff during the Super Bowl. Like, it's all going to be live and all this stuff. And it's like, well, it not really isn't. And then, you know what? I kind of, as much as I hated the way the Olympics used to be, like, it wasn't a sports broadcast at night. It was more of a reality television, like a documentary television program. Well, maybe I'm like, I asked for too much, and maybe that's what I really wanted. You know, to stay away from the news and just give me 4 hours of just everything I want to go. You know, I want to see, like, Canadian, American, someone crash, then American, then the winner and winner. You know, like that same formula that we all always got.
No, it's good.
I love the Olympics. I do. I think it's great. I mean, as much as you're going to want to go for the rest of a couple hours and year round, you're like, all the athletes we talk about, they train and they compete week after week, you know, whether it's, you know, 16 games over 17, 17 weeks, whether it's, you know, a 182-game season or it's an 81-game season. I mean, some of these guys, some of these kids, they train for one shot, and that's it. I mean, it blows your mind when you think about it. That's all they're training for, and they've been programmed for their entire lives. And some of the kids who've been programmed their entire lives don't even make it to the stage. And some of them who make it to the stage don't even make it to the platform, let alone the broadcast. And that's all it is. I mean, you've got to somewhat take away, you know, all the all year talking about the trades and, you know, Cleveland doing this and that and other thing. I got it, the multi-contracts and, like, you know, I say the Clippers cleared salary cap and the Lakers cleared salary cap. And now we're going to see what's going to happen, and, you know, with Nick Foles and all this other crap, you know, that's going on. But the thing is like, the Olympics is, like, the true body. And, like, it's not necessarily amateuristic, but of the essence of sports. All these kids are worried about is, like, that's all they're training about. They're really not dealing with these multi-billion-dollar contracts, although some do have some sort of sponsorship. But it's, like, it's an essence of sport. And to see them compete, it's like, you know what? It's kind of a privilege, you know?
No,
I'm not necessarily into the subjective scoring sports because I think those are more of, like, incredibly artistic activities. I like the timed events. I like the scored events that are, you know, hard scored. Those to me are, like, real hard competitive things. The subjective things, you know, we go back and forth. you know. But right now, you want to know what the story of the Olympics are? And I don't want to get political in this. Mike Pence sitting during the opening ceremonies when North Korea and South Korea walked in together during the anthem, and then South Korea stood up, and Mike Pence sat on his tuchus. And you know what? If you're not going to participate, get the heck out of there. You either go big or go large or go home.
Hey, good, really good takes, man. You brought up so many great things, to be honest with you. And look, I appreciate the call from Mitch in Santa Monica. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. I do want to give other people an opportunity to get on. He had great stuff, really. Ultimately, look, I do watch the Winter Olympics, and I did mention it in the open as well. And ultimately, I gave it to you, the fan, to tell me what you thought of it and what excites you. And obviously, this guy is passionate about all sports. I mean, the guy calls me all the time on the show. So I know that Mitch in Santa Monica knows his sports and he knows what he's talking about. And he brought up a few really good things. The opening ceremonies were relatively special. You had South Korea and North Korea putting aside their differences for that moment in time, like he's talking about. And they were able to walk out there together, embrace with each other. And that was really cool to see. The picture of seeing Mike Pence sitting down, look, I don't know when that was. So was that people putting him out there in a spotlight to make him look bad on purpose? Or was he sitting down when that was a very important time? Again, we don't know. I'm not exactly positive. I don't know when that picture was exactly taken. If you do, let me know. 1-800-878-7529. But I do understand that. I get it. It's not a good look. Everybody else is standing. Mike Pence is sitting down. Maybe he wasn't trying to take the spotlight away from those people. I don't know, man. I really don't know. I have no clue. But I understand people being upset about that and thinking that is not a good look for the USA. And I can understand that and I can appreciate that. But I don't know exactly what was going on because I wasn't watching that very moment. I'll be honest with you. If you were, let me know. 1-800-878-7529. I also think he brought up some interesting things about the time issue. That's always going to be a problem. You're never seeing the Olympics live. I mean, you might be when they're in the USA, of course. But when they're somewhere else, you're never seeing that stuff live because there's always going to be a time difference. And you're always going to be getting things either a little bit later, most likely later, or earlier. But ultimately, you're going to see stuff recorded. That's just the way it works. So they may tell you it's live and it's going to be live for you at that time. That's what they mean. It's like tricky wording. but there's some really cool events, man. And I do think the figure skating is beautiful. Very elegant. And I agree with him. These people do get one shot. That's really what it is all about. And for any Olympian, you get one shot. Whether you go back again in 2 or 4 years, maybe. But you're really only guaranteed that one shot, that one moment. And ultimately, man, you never know when you're going to get that one shot and that one moment. So you better seize it. You better take that opportunity to make the most of it. Go out there and represent yourself, represent your country, represent your family, represent everything that you stand for when you go out there and you perform your art. Whatever it is, whether it's the luge, the biathlon, the snowboarding stuff, the speed skating, the cross country stuff, whatever it is, man, whatever floats your boat. Whatever you do, whatever your opportunity is at this moment in time, and you are out there at the Olympics, and you have a chance, and that one shot. I agree with Mitch in Santa Monica 100%. I totally agree with him on that. And that's what's so special about the Olympics. That's why we see those stories that they show us about individuals that we had no idea about them. And then we become a fan of theirs, and then we follow them throughout their career. That's the way it works. That's how you choose any sports figure that you really like. In any sport, whether it's basketball, baseball, football, hockey, these sports, those winter sports that they're doing here in South Korea. But ultimately, man, oh man, that is the opportunity of a lifetime. You practice this. You've been working on this skill for your entire life. It's all you've been thinking about. It's all you've been doing since you were a little kid. So I think the Olympics are pretty cool. I really do think they're pretty cool. And if we have Olympic fans, man, let me know. I'd love to hear from you. 1-800-878-7529. So much to get into. I know I hear the music behind me, so I know I got to kick it to a break real quickly. But I want to talk sports, man. That's what I do. And I got some more NFL stuff that I'm going to throw out there too. But we can talk about anything, Olympics, NBA, whatever it is, man. It is obviously the Weekend Recap. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
This is Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back in, people. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so I'm going to go through some of the NCAA basketball scores, and we'll focus on obviously some of the top teams in the country. The Duke Blue Devils do get it done. They beat Georgia Tech 80-69. Michigan wins 83-72 over Wisconsin, who, by the way, What happened to Wisconsin? How badly have they fallen off the map? Cincinnati, 76-51 over SMU. Some of these teams that I'm mentioning, by the way, too, you're going to hear the names. You're going to be like, wow, I can't believe they're in the top 25. Villanova, obviously, we know about them. Very strong. They did get past Butler, a team that's pretty good. Virginia Tech beats number two Virginia. And by the way, it's interesting because Virginia just got voted as the best team in all of the land, and they'd be the overall number one seed if the tournament were to start tomorrow. But they did go down to Virginia Tech by 1 point. So obviously those things can happen to top teams. Purdue and Michigan State was a really, really good basketball game. 68-65 was the final. Michigan State gets that pretty close to a buzzer beater type three-pointer at the end of the game. Xavier, 72-71 over a feisty Creighton team on the road. So that was a nice victory for them. Texas Tech, 66-47 over K-State. Auburn, a team that you're probably not familiar with hearing about in the top 25, at least for the past few years for sure. But Bruce Pearl has those guys playing pretty well. 78-61, they do get the job done. And they've got a lot of victories already, man. 22-3 overall, 10-2 in the SEC. Kansas goes down to Baylor. It was just kind of one of those weekends where some of these teams that you don't expect to lose did lose. Kansas loses to Baylor 80-64. Gonzaga wins a nice one against their rival, St. Mary's, 78-65 was the final there. Arizona does win over USC after rebounding. They had to rebound against because they lost to UCLA earlier in the week. So nice victory for Arizona, 81-67. Ohio State gets it done over Iowa, 82-64. Tennessee goes down to Alabama, and they've come up with some interesting victories, by the way, Alabama. So they're one of those teams I think that'll be interesting if they do make it in the tournament. Oklahoma has that really, really fun kid to watch, Trey Young, but they go down. They've lost a few games here as of late. They lose this one to Iowa State, 88-80, and we always know that Iowa can put up points, but this year they're not as good as they usually are. West Virginia goes down to Oklahoma State. So like I said, the top 25 is really interesting in college basketball when you really think about it, because nobody's super dominant. North Carolina beats NC State. That's a rivalry game, 96-89. And North Carolina can beat anybody, I'll be honest with you. That's the type of team they are. They can beat anybody, but there's nights that they can struggle. If they're not hitting shots and they're not getting the rebounds and guys are making plays, they're going to struggle. And, I mean, that goes for anybody. But North Carolina has the ability to beat anybody. And not everybody has that ability in the country. Wichita State hanging on to the top 25, and they do get a nice victory over Connecticut, but Connecticut's not all that good. Nevada wins over San Diego State, 83-58. Texas A&M beats a Kentucky team who's been a little up and down this year. That's interesting how they're playing for Calipari, man. He's one of those guys that usually has a very solid run in his team come tournament time, and we'll see if they figure things out. As we know, that's right around the corner, man. I love March Madness, if you can't tell. Miami goes down to Boston College, too. So that's a little bit of a wrap of what happened in college basketball. So we'll see if there's a little bit of a shakeup on the numbers as far as some of the rankings go. And I think there will be, but for the most part, I think it's going to be those top teams are those top teams. You got the Dukes, you got the Virginias, you got the Villanovas, you got the Michigan States and the Purdues who played each other. So, and by the way, the Big Ten was pretty down. And all of a sudden, they've got a few teams that are playing a little bit better basketball. So March Madness, we all know it's coming up. I think the NBA, the final push in the NBA is going to be interesting. I really do. If you didn't see the debut of some of those guys that LeBron picked up in that trade, which, by the way, holy cow, what a crazy deadline deal from the Cleveland Cavaliers. I mean, deals are plenty. They ship out six guys, they bring back four. Give up a draft pick. And it seems like day one of this experiment, because that's what I would ultimately call it. Because you don't know if they have enough time. But then again, they got this guy named LeBron James, who seems to make everybody else around him better. It's exactly what he did in day one of working with his new teammates. They go on the road to Boston and they just pound Boston. 121-99. Paul Pierce has his number retired, and Robert Parrish had nothing but praise for that kid. Said he thought he was the best offensive player in Boston Celtic history. Do you think so? I mean, wow. There were some pretty talented players there, man, before him. Havlicek, Bird, who, by the way, I mean, come on, Larry Bird could flat out score as good as anybody, right? 1-800-878-7529. What do you think of Paul Pierce? Where do you put him as far as Boston Celtic greats? I mean, there have been so many good ones. Russell, Kevin McHale, like I said, Larry Bird. Just so many greats, but ultimately that was cool. I mean, I think he deserved it. I really do. But getting back to the here and now. LeBron James only played 28 minutes. 24 points, 10 assists, 8 rebounds. Just another day at the office. Tristan Thompson, you know what he does? He just gives you a guy that gives you a lot of energy. Not a really good scorer by any means. That's where Kevin Love comes into play, who's hurt, and he'll be back. But all of a sudden, this Cleveland team is relatively interesting. And the two guys that could come in and make a pretty quick impact for them, well, they all did that. George Hill started for them. Played 21 minutes, gave him 12 points. A little bit of good defense, to be honest with you, too. I happened to watch the game. A little bit of toughness. And speaking of defense, that's something they haven't been doing. So maybe they did get a little bit better. J.R. Smith winds up having a decent game. Guy goes 6 of 7, has 15 points. Amazing how things change when you bring in some other guys. But George Hill, I like that addition. I thought that would be a really nice addition if they did pick him up, and they did. He is making $20 million, though, so this is a one and done, I'm sure. Clarkson, he did a good job too, man. Kid played 23 minutes off the bench. Was knocking down three-pointers like they were going out of style. He went 3 of 4, I think. 17 points in his debut. And all you got to do is run up and down the floor with LeBron. And he'll find you. Spot up. Get in a place where you're comfortable. He'll absolutely find you and you can make the play. Speaking of that, I'm Andy Dorf. This is the Weekend Recap right here on Sports Overnight America. I want your thoughts. I want your opinions. You know how I roll, people. It's sports talk radio, man. We're supposed to talk to each other about this. Let's work it out together. 1-800-878-7529. But Jordan Clarkson had a direct, immediate impact on the Cleveland Cavaliers. And then Hood, holy cow, man, he put up 15 in 19 minutes. So not only these guys put up good numbers, man, they were so efficient. So if you didn't think that the Cleveland Cavaliers had a run in them, you're sorely mistaken. You are sorely mistaken. I even said it, I think, earlier when I was doing the Dorf on Sports Show, which, by the way, you can always check that out, 9 to 11 Mountain Standard Time, Sunday mornings. And you can always catch me here, 11 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. I guess that's 10 o'clock Pacific Time and 12 o'clock Central and 1 a.m. Eastern Time. I got all my time zones right. But I think that the Eastern Conference, if you don't like the Cleveland Cavaliers, man, and I don't care where they play from, I don't care what position they play from. Like, seriously, it doesn't matter. They can beat Boston anywhere. Toronto, I'll tell you what. Toronto's playing phenomenal. But can they keep it up and can they win 4 out of 7 against LeBron and company? I don't know. I don't, look, man, you got to beat that guy before I'm going to say that he's not the favorite. And again, it doesn't matter. They could be in the 8th spot. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They could be in the 8th spot and it doesn't matter. They're not, but they could be. There's some interesting little races in the Eastern Conference. Will the Bucks be a top 4 seed? Will the Wizards hang on? Who wins that one spot? Does Cleveland make a push now that they have all these new faces that seem to be rejuvenated? At least out of the gates, they were pretty rejuvenated. Who wins that 7-8 spot? Miami, Philadelphia, Detroit? Can they catch Indiana? I think the top 5 have relatively separated themselves. So you have the 4-5 spot that's up for grabs, Milwaukee and Washington. That should be a fun series if it winds up being those two teams in the first round. And then you look at the Eastern or the Western Conference, I should say. Golden State, we know what they do. They just win ball games, man. They got all kinds of ballers. No doubt. We know they're going to win a ton of games. Probably surprised they've already lost 13, to be honest with you. Houston Rockets are pushing them, and I think that's good. I think that's actually good for Golden State in the long run because they're so used to coasting through and not having to work really that hard in the regular season because they know they're just going to have about 10 more wins than anybody else. But this Houston team is pushing them, people. They are absolutely pushing them. They're half a game behind. And they have some ballers too, man. I really like the addition of Chris Paul. They get on these crazy wild streaks where they just win game after game after game. Right now they're on one of them. They're on a 8-game winning streak. The 9-game winning streak is the Utah Jazz, who have made a push to get into the Western Conference playoffs. And I think that's pretty cool. They're now even at 500. I mean, they lost a lot of guys, man. They lost Gordon Haywood to the Boston Celtics before the season even started. They have Rudy Gobert. There was times when he wasn't in the lineup. So I think it's going to get interesting there too. Do the Pelicans hang on? What about Denver? Do they fall apart a little bit? What about Portland, man? They seem to have problems sometimes too. OKC, I think they've started to get themselves a little separated. Going to be a fun one with them in Minnesota if those are the 4-5 matchups. Anyways, I know there's music playing, so it means I got to step out, take another quick pause for the cause. But I'll be back, and I'll wrap this thing up here for a little bit, and we'll just keep talking sports with you people. That's what I love to do. Anyways, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. Like I said, I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Weekend Recap right here on Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it?
for a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All righty, people. Welcome back in. Man, oh, man. Just always an awesome week. Always an awesome weekend when you're talking about sports. Like, seriously, man. We're never at a loss for things to talk about. I know the NFL season is over, and there's a lot of people that are sad and upset about it. Don't worry, man. There's so much to talk about in the sports world. Because when you're done with one thing, another thing comes. Like, for instance, Major League Baseball, right around the corner. Pitchers and catchers reporting very, very soon. I'm excited, man. I'm really excited about the Major League Baseball season. I think the Milwaukee Brewers are going to be pretty good. That's my team, in case you didn't know. I'm a Milwaukee guy. I love all the Milwaukee teams. I love the Green Bay Packers. I love the Milwaukee Bucks. And I love those Milwaukee Brewers, too. And I think they're going to be good, man. They did a lot of stuff. But truth be told, man, there's so much to talk about in the sports world, and we do it all the time. I know you have choices when you're listening to sports talk, and I really appreciate you checking me out. So you can always check me out 11 p.m. Mountain Time, 10 p.m. Pacific Time, 1 a.m. Eastern Time, 12 midnight Central Time, every Sunday or into your Monday, whatever that is for you. And then obviously you can always catch me on the Dorf on Sports Show as well from 9 to 11 a.m. That is also Mountain Standard Time. But for Scott on the other side of the glass making everything possible, man, I appreciate you, brother. We'll talk to people next week right here on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf. Take care, people. Have a good weekend.